The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
And welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, as always, here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And for the next hour, we have much, much great quality information to support your good health. And we're going, since this is the second day of Natural Doc Radio here on WNN 1470, and so from Monday through Friday, 1470 a.m., 10 o'clock in the morning, you can hear Dr. Slavin and me, and we will be bringing you information about a wide range of subjects, all focused on supporting your good health. And for the first little bit of the program today, what we want to talk about is who we are and what we've been doing, because we've been off the air. For about 1 year, and we're back, and we have lots of great information for you. So good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. We've been off the terrestrial airwaves.
The terrestrial, yes.
But okay. Not the internet.
That's
airwaves.
True.
So if you want to catch up on some of the things we've been recording, you can go to our website, which is the same as the program, Natural Doc Radio. Just put a .com afterwards, and you'll find us there. And by the way, we'll be archiving these programs as well on that website. But I also want to mention who our sponsor is, and that's Advanced Medical Testing Centers. They're unique for the most part because you can go there, and a couple of things will stand out right away. You don't have the big waits. Everything is by appointment, and I'll give out that phone number in a second. But they do the lab work for any lab. You know, this is not a lab. It's just a drawing center. You present a lab order from a physician, doesn't matter what lab it's from, they can send it there. And
are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Sorry for that interruption. And Dr. Slavin, you were talking about AMT centers.
Yeah, so we're going to have a seminar this Saturday starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to show you the different lab work that we're talking about that your doctors aren't doing, but you deserve to have, because after all, your insurance will cover these tests. It's not like these are out-of-pocket tests. Only occasionally are there some tests that are out-of-pocket, but for the majority of them, your insurance will cover it.
One of the tests that I found interesting that you might be talking about this Saturday is a test that women can do to evaluate their risk of bone loss, the loss of bone density, so to speak, and they don't have to be exposed to the radiation associated with bone density scans.
Well, don't get me started.
Oh, gee.
But I will. I mean, I think if we were to have an umbrella over everything we talk about, it's trying to put common sense into healthcare, because the way it's practiced, it doesn't make common sense. And this is how you have to think about that. When things don't make common sense, follow the money.
Very important statement, and it's interesting. We are Len Horowitz has a phrase that he created. I guess he created it, sheeple. And we are all in step following these nonsensical parts of what is presented on a platter to us as healthcare. And it isn't healthcare. It's just identifying disease. And you go far beyond that in your patient care.
So you mentioned bone density testing, and the reason I want to talk a little bit about that is they take a woman of any age, and usually they're postmenopausal, because that's when women start thinking about osteopenia and osteoporosis, although really should think about that before you go into menopause, but not through getting a bone density, because when you have a bone density test, they compare you to a 25-year-old. So very, I don't like the words.
Nonsensical.
All right, nonsensical is good. Well, if you're the drug companies wanting to sell drugs, that's a terrific
very
way.
Very good sense.
And who was it that sponsored the first bone density machines? It was Merck.
Really?
And Merck had a drug called Fosamax. Well, how are they going to create a demand for Fosamax? Well, obviously, as we get older, both men and women, bone density declines. The reason you hear more about it in women is because men start out with thicker bones to begin with, but they're also declining over time. And of course, you've heard of men falling and breaking their hip too. So it's not just a gender-specific problem.
Okay, and did those gentlemen fall and break their hips because their density was lower than a 25-year-old's? Or did those gentlemen fall and break a hip because they had not maintained their sense of balance?
Well, I even tell patients, what causes hip fractures? It's not osteoporosis, it's falling. Don't fall. Even if you have osteoporosis, you won't break a hip. So you're right, a balance becomes a big issue as we get older as well.
And some seminar morning, I'll demonstrate the exercises for working on maintenance of good balance.
Okay, so now getting back, so you do your bone density, they compare you to a 25-year-old, and lo and behold, your bones are less dense than a 25-year-old. Who would have thought?
Shocking.
Therefore, they've got a built-in clientele to take a drug that's supposed to increase bone density, like Fosamax. It doesn't, by the way, reduce the risk of hip fractures, because it doesn't increase the strength of the bones. It increases bone density. And an analogy I like to use, if you were to take a piece of a china, you know, a plate, for example, you can't see through it. It's very dense. But you drop it on the floor, it shatters because it doesn't have tensile strength. And that's what these drugs do. They may increase the density of the bones, but not the strength of the bones.
It's very interesting because one of the things that I learned in a seminar was that the outer edge of the bone does become thicker, so that during a bone density test, you appear to have achieved greater strength in your bones. But if you were to fall, the fracture happens in your femur rather than in your hip and tends to be a much more difficult repair job.
Well, they've also reported spontaneous fractures in long bones, like the femur. Also taking that drug, they've reported what they call osteonecrosis of the mandible, which is bone death of the mandible from taking those types of drugs.
More and more dentists are asking their postmenopausal female patients if they are taking any sort of alendronate type drug, because having dental work and having that work done while you're on that drug or within a year of taking the drug, there are serious risks.
It's going to interfere with those implants.
I guess so.
But also, there are associated GI side effects with the that category of drug.
Remain upright for at least an hour after taking the drug. And it's very interesting because when I talk about the dangers of some of those drugs with the clients I work with, Dr. Slavin, they say, well, I just take it once a week, or I take the shot, but the risks are all still there.
Sure. It's even though you only take a shot once a week because it lasts all week. So we'll be talking about the different tests. Now, the test Jana mentioned is a urine test called measuring enteropeptides. Those are the way to measure bone loss. They can see what's coming out in the urine with regard to bones. They know what's normal. They know what's a higher level than normal. And from many years of experience, I can tell you when your vitamin D level is adequate, your vitamin K level is adequate, you're exercising and your hormone levels are good, your enteropeptides will be in a normal range. So that taking a drug is certainly unnecessary. Natural approach. So on this Saturday at 11 o'clock, we'll be talking about the different tests, and I'd like you to give a call to reserve a seat because we do have limited seating. The number to call is
754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And I just want to tell everybody, keep your pens and your papers handy because we'll be giving you lots of contact information over the hour.
And let's see, there was one more thing. If you have lab work that you'd like to discuss, or bring it along and I'll show you what hasn't been done or tested for by your physician. You know, I'll be happy to go over that. You know, over the years, I know what physicians typically order and I know what they don't order.
The location of the seminar will be at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard. It's about three blocks east of University on the south side of Commercial, just about two blocks past 70th Avenue if you're coming from the east. And it is suite number
209.
This is a team show.
And, yeah, you know, the landmarks to use are on the same side of the street as Dunkin' Donuts. So we're between Dunkin' Donuts and Popeyes. Isn't that a great location for a health endeavor?
Well, we know that people are going to learn about eating healthy foods here. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit JanetCimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have so much to share with you. And as I said, don't put down your pens. Make sure you have plenty of paper, because we have so many different areas to connect you with on the web and so many different phone numbers to give out. So, Dr. Slavin, where do you want to start?
Okay, just to repeat, well, maybe not to repeat. I don't think I said the website for our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Very easy to remember, amtcenters.com. And you'll get a lot of information about what the lab drawing center does. And I think it's they did a nice job putting together their website. Another website, naturaldocradio.com, you'll be able to listen to all these radio shows on a rebroadcast. So if by chance we said something that was interesting or informative, you can pass it along to your friends too to listen to. And by the way, even though we've been off terrestrial radio, we've been on the internet building up content for this website. So a lot of interesting information. You know, sometimes I think we're going to have to do, maybe I'll take that back. I was going to say do some programs that we wouldn't want to talk about on the air, but I just read somewhere where The FDA is scanning the internet for different right, words. Sir. So got to be careful what we say. Happened to the First Amendment?
Okay. On the radio, we have a little bit of freedom, but you have to be certain not to create a false impression on the part of the listeners. Like, we're not here saying we can absolutely cure a disease.
Right, we got to be careful not to act like a drug company that lies to everybody all the time.
But I have friends in Germany. I have friends in Canada. So I've let them know that we're on the internet, and so they can listen to these broadcasts. You can actually listen live, and you can also go to the archives. So people all over the world are actually very, very concerned with so much of what's going on in the scientific community. You know, we like to think that science is high ethical behavior, and people are devoted to the truth in their science, and we're finding that there's a lot of misbehavior.
They're bought off, in other words.
Yeah, that.
Now, I was just curious, when you mentioned, of course, we could be listened to around the world.
Right.
Now, I know on the websites, we have Google, Translate, it's called.
Yes.
So you can hit a different language and it translates the whole website. Do they have something to translate our English into other languages?
Well, you know, there are so many people around the world who are speaking English. The only problem we'd probably have would be like regional dialect kind of thing. Okay. So.
Mm. Oh, so one other thing. Advanced Medical Testing Centers are open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, by appointment. This way we can avoid long lines and you don't have to wait and you get your tests done. If you, would like some tests that your physician, for one reason or another, hasn't ordered for you, and you'd like your insurance to cover it, you can see one of their health practitioners, and they can get the test ordered for you. And a reminder again, this Saturday at 11 o'clock, I'll be doing a seminar showing you all the different tests that we do routinely on the patients that come to my office at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. My website is drslavin.com. you get all the information there if you'd like to get a second opinion. I'm not asking you to leave your doctor because I know you probably like him. But if you want to do some extra testing that he doesn't have the time to do or the knowledge, because that's really, I think, the main reason. You know, these tests were not routinely done in the setting of medical school or their training afterwards. There were no drugs used to treat an abnormal value, and that's the main reason they're not done by mainstream medicine. But these tests, like inflammatory markers and other tests that look at how your body is functioning, when they're abnormal, you have to set them back to normal again because eventually they will lead to disease for which there are no good treatments. Think about this. We talked about earlier about common sense medicine. If a doctor doesn't know how to prevent the disease, why do we have faith in him that he can cure the disease that he can't prevent?
Well, the pharmaceutical company that contributed information to his medical school has said that their drug will cure that disease. Very often, what is a disease? Disease is a group of symptoms put together, very commonly found in a number of different patients. How do you want to add to that?
I think it's very interesting because my question to you then would be, what's the definition of cure?
All those symptoms go away. And that's what the drug company definition would be. And my definition of cure would be all of the systems of the body have been returned to homeostasis.
So if I put a scale in my office that automatically takes 50 pounds off a person,
I've cured that scale.
I've cured them of their weight problem.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
You know, I said this years ago at a...
I know.
I said, you know, I have a special scale that does that, and I have a mirror in front of it that shrinks you down at the same time.
I love that mirror.
Instant cure. So think about it. Let's say you have high blood pressure. They give you a drug. Now your blood pressure is normal. You're cured. But really you're not because they treated the symptom and not the cause of the problem. So you can't really be cured until you remove the cause. And the cause of high blood pressure... there's several causes. You have to look at insulin resistance.
And
magnesium deficiency, maybe food allergies. There are a lot of things that come into play. But until you remove the cause, in other words, until you have a normal blood pressure without drugs, without the Band-Aid, you haven't cured anything.
Getting back to AMTCenters.com and Advanced Medical Testing Centers.
There's two ways to go there. You say AMTCenters.com and AdvancedMedicalTesting.com.
Okay.
So both ways to go.
Okay. So the actual physical place where you can come and have your blood drawn and, what might some of the test offerings be that would give you insight into the development of cardiovascular disease, which is what you're trying to prevent, that specific heart and circulatory disease. You're trying to prevent that from progressing by taking a drug to lower your blood pressure. Let me hear what tests people can do, because where my brain is going is all of the different foods, all of the different supplements. Let's see how those nutrients are functioning in people's bodies, and we can get very, very good results without a pharmaceutical.
Well, I think doctors still are trained this way. Certainly I was. They call it essential hypertension.
Right.
And that means that they don't know what causes it, and you just have to take a drug for the rest of your life. That's the way doctors are trained.
I hear that from so many people who come to see me.
But then I got into practice, and I asked myself, that can't be. There's got to be a reason for it. You can't just say there's no reason. And some of the reasons are insulin resistance is probably the most common reason for it. How do I know that? Because I see the problem go away when we get rid of the insulin resistance. And the way we get rid of the insulin resistance is when the patient loses weight. So I think that's a good way of confirming that you've corrected the underlying problem. If you treat it, it goes away, and then the symptom goes away. So high blood pressure is the symptom of insulin resistance in many cases.
Okay. So is insulin resistance the underlying issue associated with inflammation? And I'm thinking about inflammatory diseases like arthritis, maybe certain types of headaches, that kind of thing, allergies, hyper reaction to different substances.
Well, you know, since we're, our bodies are exposed to so many different things, anything that affects our body is going to disrupt
right.
Potentially anything in our body. So you have to consider everything. But they've really dumbed it down for physicians. They don't have to do all that. They just have to hand out a drug. So you have high blood pressure. You know, I don't care about all the reasons that might be causing your high blood pressure. Just take this drug and we'll lower it. If you have high blood sugar, I don't care why you have high blood sugar. Just take this drug and we'll lower it.
Routinely, I see people, and I've said this over and over and over again, that the doctors, when they're writing the prescription for anti-hypertensive drugs, tell their patients almost universally, now watch your salt, watch your sodium intake, but they never say watch your sugar. How has that situation arisen?
Well, we're not trying to say that excess salt doesn't cause fluid retention.
Right.
And fluid retention will raise your blood pressure. However, sugar also causes fluid retention. The mechanism there is sugar raises your insulin levels, and that will be associated with fluid retention and therefore high blood pressure. So it's all connected. The one thing in common for everything is you're eating a poor diet. You're not eating a natural diet. You're deviating from what one should be eating on a natural basis.
And when you deviate from those natural approaches to diet, when you're consuming foods, and I'm going to unfortunately label them fake foods, when they come out of a box, when they come out of a factory, those foods have been manipulated, and you don't necessarily know exactly what the manipulation has been.
Well, I just thought of something. I wonder, this would be a nice cartoon to have, is you have food coming out of a 3D printer. You know, you mentioned fake foods. Why isn't that the possibility?
Oh, my
goodness. But maybe you ought to think of it, because it's probably not much different.
And that music means you need to stay with us, because we're going to take a short break right now. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio with Dr. Herb Slavin and me, Janet Cimarelli. Stay tuned. More to come. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332 or amtcenters.com. And Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we're talking about all of the different ways that you can have insight into your health, not necessarily identifying disease states, but identifying dysfunction before it becomes a health problem, a health challenge. And this Saturday, Dr. Slavin, you're going to be doing a seminar. The seminar is from 11?
Starting at 11. I'm not sure how long it'll last.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, I'm there to answer questions, but predominantly I want to show you the different lab tests that are available, covered by your insurances in most cases, and we'll be able to answer your questions as far as if it's covered. Yeah, here's the problem with insurance in this country. Two people can have insurance from the same company and yet different coverages. You know, I see patients who have insurance. They only cover well visits. Now, what kind of health insurance is that? They only cover you when you're well, but if you get sick, you're not covered. In other words, they'll do a visit blood work, but if you have to have blood work because we're monitoring something that's abnormal, that's not covered. Luckily, that's not the majority of cases. But, you know, I think one of these days we'll have to bring on an expert on insurance.
What a good idea.
Because they fool you into buying stuff. They say you've got everything is covered just to make the sale. And then when you try and get anything covered, oh, that's not covered. And then you know what happens? The patients get angry at us. You know, why'd you order something that's not covered by my insurance? You know, and we try to check everything, but a lot of times people don't realize the way you lowered your monthly premium is by raising your deductible. So your insurance might cover something, but no insurance covers anything until you've met your deductible.
Wow.
So, and that's really the problem with the Affordable Care Act. It seems like all the insurance deductibles have gone up. So whereas people might have had at one time a $500 deductible, now they have a $5,000 deductible because they're saving, they're trying to lower their monthly premium. But that just means before your insurance kicks in, you have to spend $5,000.
Okay. You have to spend $5,000 for treatment, or you would have to pay out of pocket for the visits to the doctor each time. And so as you're speaking, here's what I'm thinking. Do you remember that when you went to the doctor, you paid for it?
I remember that.
Okay.
And then you went home with the receipt from the doctor, and you filled out your insurance reimbursement papers, sent it in, and if you got back half your visit fees, you were happy. You got back half of it. Well, now people expect 100% to be covered.
I'm very old.
Oh, so you're talking about before insurance.
So I'm talking about, as a little kid, I remember a doctor that had his home, but on one side of his home was his office. And actually, when my children were born, their pediatrician, he lived in his home, and one side of his home was his office. And you paid for those visits, and you had insurance for if you got you had insurance for when you got very sick, and if you needed to go to the hospital, or if you needed extreme treatment, say you broke your leg, mm-hmm. or you broke your arm, or you had a devastating automobile accident.
Well, I had a doctor like that. We lived in an apartment building, and he had his apartment was his office.
Right.
And I remember, when I was young, it was $2 a visit. I think eventually
it
went up to $10 a visit.
Right.
And that's unfortunate because today, the cost of providing healthcare has really gone up a lot because we can't practice the old way. Because the old way was, I remember he used to take his notes on a little index card. thinking about that every time I saw a patient in the emergency room. Someone came in with a sprained ankle, for example. All right. I didn't have to, clinically, I wouldn't have to x-ray it because I knew it wasn't broken. But I did x-ray it because if they go out and then break it after they saw me, then
they had a sprained ankle and it was weak.
They could say, I missed it. So I have to document that they didn't have something when I saw them.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why healthcare is so expensive. Blame the lawyers. But it's a, patients
was that
are beneficiary.
Like a subliminal phrase, brain lawyers.
Patients are the beneficiary in many ways. It makes the doctors maybe pay a little more attention. I never was against testing as long as it wasn't invasive and injurious to the patient or risky to the patient. Because the more information you have, the better care you can provide, assuming you know what to do with the information.
Okay, so I think that, here's some of the testing that I would potentially consider risky. Mammograms to start with. CAT scans, because maybe one every few years, right. Not necessarily a big deal.
Common sense medicine again.
Okay, absolutely.
Now,
I'm right there with you.
We would all, if I were in a room with 1,000 people and I asked the question, what would you prefer, a test that can identify that you're at risk of developing a disease so we can remove the risk, take you out of that category, or a test that identifies you when you got the disease so we could treat it? Which group would you rather be in?
Okay, let's go with real good common sense.
I would think you'd want to prevent the disease, not catch it so-called early with mammography and treat it. Unfortunately, the dirty little secret about mammography, number one, is not catching anything early, and the treatments don't work. And why do I say that? Because and this is published, so you can Google it. You can Google, just type in something like, does mammography save lives? And there have been lots of studies that were done specifically to answer that question. And they found out that the death rate from breast cancer in the group getting yearly mammograms was the same as the group not getting yearly mammograms. So detecting the breast cancer did not save lives. In fact, all it did was increase the number of surgeries and radiation and chemo that the woman got. So that's why, and this is the emphasis of this program, is to steer you in a direction toward preventing the disease so you don't have to decide what you want to do when you get it. And I have a lot of patients. I say if they had breast cancer or other cancers, they wouldn't take chemo.
One of the things, Dr. Slavin, that you just said about tests doing no harm, not harming the patient, Hippocratic Oath, my goodness. And so my view of the mammograms is the potential damage that they do. Traumatic compression of hormonally sensitive tissue and radiation exposure to that very delicate fatty tissue. The other thing is the radiation accumulation from not only CAT scans, but when I'm at a loss for the diagnostic technique to determine if someone has a blockage in their heart and the radiation exposure that testing has brings to the patient. And when you start realizing the cumulative radiation exposure, it's very much in a harmful area. So over and over again, let's just go with vaccines. Here's something that is not a testing procedure, but offering to people as a protection. And they're, when you evaluate the risk benefit, and that's what I talk to people all the time about, what is your risk with this approach? What is your benefit with this approach? And make a reasonable, common sense decision.
Well, let's talk about mammograms. You're right, there's radiation, but more importantly, it's targeted or focused right into the breast. So it's not like spread over a large area. You know, so you the breast is specifically being targeted with that. If you have breast cancer, for example, you've weakened your body's defenses with the radiation. It gives it, so your body can't defend itself against cancer, and then you've compressed the tissue, so you've spread it out. Think about this. What would happen if you compress a raw egg? The contents leak out. Well, think about that with the breast and a tumor inside it. So I would recommend to all women, don't get mammograms. The studies show self-breast exam, if you're in that mindset to do nothing until you get cancer and then you're going to wake up, then do self-breast exams. The outcomes are the same. Or if you were to feel a lump and you have to see it, get an MRI. This way you avoid the radiation and compression. Or if you're really into a preventive mode, then get thermography. And I'm going to set up in the near future a seminar on thermography, because there's a lot of information you have to know to make sure that when you get a thermography, it's done appropriately.
At some, AMT centers, you're going to do a seminar? Well,
I might do it in my office at the Institute of Advanced Medicine.
Okay.
What I would do there on that seminar is explain to you the criteria that needs to be met to get an accurate thermography done. And then I'll show you what reports look like and what the pictures look like, so you'll have a clear understanding, because I know when you take that thermographic report to your physician, he's going to say you wasted your money, because he has absolutely no understanding.
I hear that all the time.
And, he admits his ignorance when doctors say that.
Okay. From a nutrition point of view, what you want to be doing is optimizing your vitamin D levels, because there's very credible research stating that the higher your vitamin D levels, the lower your risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, and overall all types of cancer.
But another major factor is hormones when it comes to breast cancer. And they really, maybe they do mention a little bit, birth control pills, a major offender. And you can't measure the effect with a blood test that birth control pills are having, because you can't measure those hormones. So the only way to really know what effect is having on a woman's breast is to visualize the breast with thermography. Because that's going to tell you whether your breasts are being overstimulated or not. And that's one of the risk factors for getting mammograms. They've never done that study, by the way, to determine whether women who have taken birth control pills have a higher incidence of breast cancer compared to women who haven't.
Well, you think about the birth control pills. You think about the synthetic hormone replacement offered to women at menopause. And then you think about all of the hormones that are in the foods we consume and the antibiotics that are going to have a hormonal disrupting effect. And that music means that we're going to take a short break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned, because we have websites to tell you about, phone numbers to jot down, and more information to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And as I mentioned, you heard in the commercial about the Advanced Medical Testing Centers, the telephone number to call to reserve your seat for this Saturday's seminar, 754-216-2332. And you can find out more at naturaldocradio.com, at amtcenters.com, and at janetcimarelli.com. So lots of different websites that you can visit for all kinds of information, and certainly the phone call to make to reserve your seat for this Saturday's seminar. These testing options that you will learn about on Saturday are very, very far reaching, much different than the typical very, very narrow view that you get about the function of your body when you're having just your normal annual blood test.
Well, one of the things I'll show is how you can have a normal complete blood count, a normal serum chemistries, and yet some of these other tests we're talking about can be very abnormal. So you're really getting a false sense of security. Sort of like when the doctors tell you, we've got it all. You know, you say, oh, everything is normal. See you next year. Well, they didn't test for everything, so they can't say everything is normal. And I'm trying to empower the healthcare consumer so they can take better care of themselves. The doctor isn't going to be able to treat these issues. This is things that you have to do yourself, by improving your eating habits, your exercise program, your stress management, you know, all those things that translate to healthier, longer life. We mentioned yesterday on a program, too, that people with higher cholesterol tend to live longer.
Yeah. That is something that I've been saying for years that I found on the WestonAPrice.org website. And I think it's so important. We were talking about hormones before and how there are so many different things disrupting our hormone levels that ultimately can increase our risk for a variety of different diseases. And when you artificially lower your cholesterol level, that has an impact on your hormones. It has an impact on fat-soluble nutrients. So people have to learn little by little by little about all of these details about staying healthy. And it is about being responsible for your health. I talk all the time about doctors are in disease care, and you have a very, very vested interest in health care for your body.
Well, you're right. They're experts in disease care, so but they know nothing about preventing disease, except to say don't smoke.
Well, they say that they're preventing disease, reducing your risk of heart attack and stroke by suggesting that you use a statin drug, and yet the science and the statistics behind some of that don't necessarily support that statement. There's really conflicting science about that.
Okay, I just want to, before we run out of time today, just remind you about this Saturday seminar beginning at 11 a.m. at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. It's just east of University Drive. If you're coming down that way, it's just after the Dunkin' Donuts on the same side of the street. If you're coming west, say, from the Turnpike, it's on the left-hand side of the street, just after Popeye's Chicken. What bookends, huh?
Okay. Well, they can come here and learn about eating real food and staying healthy mm-hmm. with that real food.
And the phone number to make a reservation, because that's important, seating is limited, is 754 216-2332. 754-216-2332. Don't forget, you could probably find that information. Eventually, it'll be up on the website. I haven't checked yet. AMTCenters.com. And as Janice said, there are a few other websites to remember. NaturalDocRadio.com and DrSlavin.com. And Janet, your website?
Is JanetCimarelli.com, and it's Cimarelli with a C.
And how many M's and L's in there?
Okay, it's easy. Once you get to the CIM part, it will come up.
Oh, okay. So that's all you have to do is CIM, and the rest will come up. Okay.
JanetCimarelli.com. And I have some ideas for much easier website names in case people don't spell Cimarelli correctly or don't spell nutritionist correctly or something like that. So we're working on some simple names for websites.
All right. And I guess our listeners will be the first to know when you come up with
them. I hoped, yes, to be able to talk to our listeners about all of those websites, different ways of contacting me. I do want to say, even though I won't be here for this Saturday's inaugural seminar at AMT Centers.
Or tomorrow.
That's true. I was getting to that.
Okay.
And so because I won't be here at the seminar, I want to let people know that I will be available at AMT Centers for giving them nutritional support information when they see that they have different test results out of the normal range or indicating something developing. I will be able to go through their test levels with them or for them rather, and give them some nutritional guidance about what to do. And what the fabulous thing about that is, here's the test that when you redo it in 3 months or 6 months, you can actually track the success of what you're doing. So not only will people begin to feel better, that their actual physical symptoms will be diminished, but they will be able to see in black and white that they're supporting good health.
Well, I think a good analogy is the way you use the scale when you're on a diet and want to lose weight. You use these blood tests.
Absolutely.
To get the feedback that what you're doing is right. You know, I know people spend a lot of money on supplements, and that's relative to everybody, but let's say they're spending money on supplements. You want to do the testing to make sure you're taking the right supplements and the right dosages, because a lot of times you might be taking all the right supplements, but if you don't have the right dosage. I'll give you a perfect example, vitamin D. You know, if you ask your average doctor, what does he say, 400 units of vitamin D a day maybe?
Sometimes they're getting up to 1,000.
Right, so now they're up to 1,000. All right, you're taking 1,000. Is that enough? Do the test. Find out if it's enough, because it's not what you take. It's what your body is utilizing and using. That's the important number. So as you've heard us say before, you know, we give patients 10,000 units a day or recommend that dosage. And we do testing, and we know that's not only the right dosage, but the safe dosage to give.
Now,
one last thing. And when you do the testing also, let's say you're taking vitamin D at the right dosage, and it's not moving your vitamin D levels up, then you have to wonder, is the product the right product for you? Or maybe you want to switch brands, or maybe a different vitamin D will work better.
Okay, very interesting. Very important for people to understand the difference between D2 and D3. And
another example is CoQ10 levels. Lots of people taking CoQ10. That's a particularly expensive supplement, and you want to make sure it's working for you, that you're getting the right levels in your body.
Okay. Would you say that some people need more vitamin D than others? Would you say that some people might need a little bit more coenzyme Q10? So you're looking at a range. And D, there's a huge range, 30 to 100. For people who have symptoms of immune insufficiency, let's say, their vitamin D levels should be a little bit higher than the next guy, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think I like to put everybody in the optimum range, which is around 80, give or take a little bit. You don't have to worry about going, the range is 3,100. You don't have to worry about going over 100, because it really doesn't get toxic until you hit about 1,000.
Woo!
And frankly, I've never seen anybody get that high anyway. I've seen it maybe go a little bit over 100.
Yeah, so
and,
have I.
And then we adjust the dosage a little bit, and you maintain it in the upper 25 percentile. So 75 to 100 in that area is a good way to put it.
I think that people are going to see a very, very nice support to overall good health when they optimize their vitamin D levels. And when you test for vitamin D, you might be shocked at how low your vitamin D levels are. I want to tell everybody again that they can find more information about what we've talked about on naturaldocradio.com. You can find our shows archived on naturaldocradio.com. You can find out about the testing available at amtcenters.com. And to make a reservation for this Saturday's seminar, 754-216-2332. And all kinds of very, very good information to come. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, more Natural Doc Radio from 10 to 11. So have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.